You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
There's no question that just getting married is stressful enough for a bride. Then you have this that happened to Nicola Snowden on her wedding day. It was almost derailed by her 5-year-old son. And I'm now quoting the paper. When I saw that Mason had pooped on my dress, my heart sank and I just stared at it in horror. I tried on over 20 dresses before I decided on my dream satin gown. As Mom watched Mason for me, I rushed back to our room and frantically found a packet of baby wipes. I scrubbed the stain for 20 minutes. I used dozens of wipes, but you could still see the poop stain.
Yeah.
But when I saw Mason waiting to walk me down the aisle, I instantly stopped caring about the stain. I grabbed his hand, and me, him, and Dad began walking down to my fiancé, now husband. It turned out when he saw the commotion, he thought I had cold feet and was doing a runner. As I reached him at the end of the aisle, I had begun to see the funny side, and I whispered to him, "I've got poo on me." He said, "I know, but you still look beautiful."
That's not much of a pickup line.
Well, but how about that? How about him saving the day? Oh. You still look beautiful with poo on you? That's pretty good.
Wow.
It almost ruined the wedding, but it didn't. How about you?
Hi, I have a story about almost ruining the wedding.
Yes, what happened?
Well, it wasn't necessarily the wedding. We were actually right at the end of the wedding. There was a huge, huge thunderstorm. And we actually think there was a tornado because we had to get into the limo after we got pictures taken in the church. We were on the way to the reception site. The limo almost stalled out because there was so much deep water on the roads from the storm. Then when we got to the reception, the lights, the power, everything was out at the reception. And then there was also a leak in the roof directly over my wedding cake.
It's a good thing y'all were already married, or you might have had second thoughts about it.
Yeah, if that storm had hit before the wedding, maybe.
It almost ruined the wedding.
Yeah, so me and my husband, before we got married, we had been together for 3 or 4 years. And on the day of our wedding, we had planned our wedding in like 2 weeks. And on the day of, I had realized I didn't write any vows. Well, he had been spending so many days writing vows for me, and he wrote, like, he's just not poetic or anything, you know, he's just really bad at it. And he wrote, like, 3 beautiful pages, and then when it was my turn to say my vows, I looked at the pastor, and I was like, I didn't write anything. But at the end of the wedding, everybody was like, oh, his was so moving, he didn't have to write anything.
Well, wait, no.
Wow.
He vowed everything. You vowed to nothing.
You know what she said? Yep. Ditto. What he said.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
That's easy.
What almost ruined your wedding?
So the day of my rehearsal dinner, I realized someone mentioned to me that we were supposed to get a marriage license, and I had no idea we were supposed to get one of those to get married.
Oh, my goodness. What'd you do?
Well, we found out in Sam's. I was doing some shopping, and my friend's mom told us that, and I called my fiance at the time, and I was like, we need to hurry up in the courtroom. They close in 30 minutes. We need to go get our marriage license. So we were able to get it, like, literally before the court.
Well, did you say you were at Sam's?
Yeah.
I really thought she was going to say they had a kiosk at Sam's.
I did, too. You can get your license at Sam's.
I was able to get them in bulk. So there's this lady in England whose wedding was almost ruined by her 5-year-old pooping on her dress. I still want to know how that happened, by the way. They sort of buried the lead on that.
Accidents happen.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ours is not to question why.
No. But it did not ruin her wedding. It almost ruined yours. What was it?
It's been about 14 years ago. Next Wednesday, it'll be exact. Me and my wife got to the church, and I was putting on my tux and everything. And for some reason, the guy who rented the tuxes to us put some kind of chemical in the collar. Me sweating caused it to react, and it almost gave me second-degree burns on my neck.
Oh, my.
So what you're telling me is from the very start of your marriage, your wife was a pain in the neck.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
For men, they do this every 18 days. For women, every 15 days. What is it?
Did this sound a little long to you?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yes, answer, shave.
Not shave. Good guess.
That is a good guess.
No, that's not it.
Hi, I was calling about the smartest person in the QC.
Yes, ma'am. For men, they do it every 18 days. For women, every 15. What?
Cut their fingernails?
No, it's not it.
Okay, thanks.
You and I both, for long stretches in our lives, have not bitten our fingernails, but we are both of us chronic nail biters. Chronic.
I have
no idea how long people go trimming their nails. I really don't.
Because I don't need that.
I think Captain Jim did it in the production room floor, though, because there's some big ones in there.
Hey, do you have the answer for the call-in for the smartest person in the QC?
For men, they do it every 18 days. For women, every 15. What are we talking about here?
Does it shed a layer of skin?
Ew.
Ooh.
It's like we're talking about snakes.
I was going to say, I guess if as we age, we get more reptilian. Is that what I have to look forward to?
I'm hoping there's new skin under there that's going to look better than what I've got.
Hey, I'm calling for the smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, for men, they do this every 18 days. For women, every 15. What is it?
Do their laundry?
Wow, wish I could go that long.
You must live alone.
I do laundry every 15 minutes.
Smartest person in the QC?
Charlie, it wouldn't have to be trimming their eyebrows, would it?
No.
I would think men go a little longer than that because we do it when we get our hair cut, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I think. Hey, thanks.
Are you still taking answers?
Sure. For men, they do this every 18 days. Women, every 15.
I know I do this more often than this, but is it laundry?
Not laundry.
How about the single man throwing it out there? Hey, in case any of you ladies are listening.
I'm on top of it.
I'm scrubbing my stuff, okay? I'm talking about him, not me.
I take it home to mom every weekend.
Smartest person in the QC?
Thanks for bath towels.
That is
it! Oh, my goodness!
That is it. Yeah, men change the bath towel every 18 days, women every 15 days. This sounds like a hell of a long time to have a bath towel out.
Yeah.
It is a long time.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. That would be all nasty and crusty by then.
God, I just can't even imagine. Who is this?
This is Deborah.
Deborah, for the final time this week, step into the spotlight and tell us what we need to hear.
This is Deborah. I'm the smartest person in the QC.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by JCPenney. Shop now at JCPenney's Columbus Day Sale. Get up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney.
I'm sure there are literally millions of fine people in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. But there's always one or two that just play into those stereotypes and give all the apples in the bunch a bad name. A man in Kentucky turned a trip to Walmart's into a pretty fun afternoon. Listen to the police report on this guy. He had a beer in one hand and was eating a corn dog in the other as he loaded up his cart with $250 worth of merchandise. And a man who's had a beer and a corn dog and a cart full of food, you know what he says? I don't think I need to pay.
Ah, this must be free.
So he walked outside, tried to leave without paying. He was promptly arrested for shoplifting.
Did he finish the corn dog?
was going to say, did he go, y'all, let me finish my beer for you. Put these cups on me.
Did he get corn dog in Walmart? Or did he bring it with him?
Well, that's
he had a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. I want to know if he brought the beer in or if he just grabbed one out of the cooler and just popped a top on it.
Yeah, well, you know, he's pretty bold, so good on him.
And police in Florida responded to a fight in progress and found five men in a parking lot, sweating, and yes, shirtless.
That's no way to go through life.
Four of them were given a warning. But what about the fifth, you asked?
What happened to the fifth?
I thought you'd never ask. The fifth refused to identify himself. He said his given name was Caden. And his last name matched the capital of Montana.
Ah, riddle me this. Okay.
When a computer search for Caden Helena failed to find anyone, the man was arrested on a charge of falsely identifying himself. And that's when he gave in. He admitted his name is Caden Billings. The arrest report included the following. It should be noted that Billings is a major city in the state of Montana, but it is not the capital.
When did they change that?
I'm just stunned he didn't think it was Hannah Montana.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7.
A couple of country music entertainment tidbits. Rolling Stone says that Carrie Underwood releasing a live concert film called Carrie Underwood, The Storyteller Tour, Stories in the Round, live from Madison Square Garden. It'll be out on November 17th. Brad Paisley, we know this. Grand Marshal, Bank of America 500, coming up this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Carly Pierce is going to sing the national anthem before the race. And this is something you and I were talking about just the other day watching The Voice. We need to be very careful about having these kids involved in these competitions. Simon Cowell's had enough. He's allegedly considering banning kids from America's Got Talent. This year, the two finalists, and you and I both saw this, they were kids.
Oh, last yeah, like 12.
Last year's winner was a kid. First prize is $1 million gig in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah. That's an adult-type job.
Yeah, doing casino show. Well, you got like a 2 a.m. show, and they're a 10-year-old kid. What are you doing?
I figured they had to modify that somehow. They're doing matinees. I don't know what they're doing.
The fear is that next year, no one older than 15 will even bother auditioning. See, this is what you
because,
run into.
See, what happens is everybody thinks, oh, they're the cute factor. They're going to win. But I will give it to that little girl ventriloquist.
Oh, she was
she
great.
She was amazing. She deserved to win.
I love what Simon says, though. The most talented adult in America doesn't stand a chance against a child with a homemade puppet. Simon is now stepping in to fix the problem. It doesn't take anything away from the folks that have already won. But next season is going to be very different with new rules. And there's good news for the kids. They won't be traumatized by Howie Mandel anymore.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie. The new 103.7.